Welcome to The Hitch, Week 7.
Hi.
The dog is snorting.
Day 43.
Her new thing is to just like spread out across the entire bed and not give anyone any room.
Yeah, that's definitely her new thing.
I mean, she used to be a little more subtle and like curl up in a ball. Oh. But now she's just like, no.
No, she is. She has taken full control of any soft surface mm-hmm. in this trailer at this point.
And she's not that big, but somehow she is like huge on the bed.
She spends the night sprawled across our bed, or the evening. Then she moves to the teen's bed at night. Then when the little one gets up, she fully moves onto his bed and curls up on his pillow.
She puts her head on his pillow. Yeah.
Like, that's just her prerogative now, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Anyway, we are in Lyons again.
We moved
to Lyons. Final move to Lyons.
This was my last back in.
That's pretty exciting.
Unless things change. This was the last back in.
You did good.
I did okay. I did fine. I did the thing where I should have learned the lesson a million times. Whereas if you get it in good enough, stop.
Yeah.
Stop. The other problem is we hadn't eaten lunch yet and I was starving. So my judgment was not good. And I was obsessing over wanting the trailer to be exactly straight and back just right and like perfect. But some advice that I've heard from seasoned towers is they don't worry about getting it perfect. They just get it in there. And you see people just like put it in and be done. And it's amazing. Like, I would love to be that person. I'm not quite there yet. But I was not making the best choice because the first time I got it in there, it actually was pretty good. It was just like tiny bit crooked. And so I think had I already eaten lunch, I would have been like, this is fine.
Yeah.
But instead, I like tried to get it just right and ended up getting it slightly worse.
The funny thing to me about it all is now I haven't noticed even once.
I know, me neither.
You know, it doesn't matter.
No. Well, and we're here for 4 nights, so I was like, I have to get it just right because I don't want it to be off for 4 nights. Sometimes when it's just 1 night, it's like, it doesn't matter. But it's silly because I obsessed over it. And then like, as soon as we were settled in, I was like, this is fine.
Yeah.
I don't even notice it. Nobody else is noticing it. It's fine. And I could have been done.
Yeah.
Because real fast with the back end.
You can't tell inside the trailer.
No.
That it's slightly off from parallel from the arbitrary line that defines it.
Well,
you know, I mean, it's, yeah. It's,
and this campsite in particular, I have a hard time backing in. It was fine. I say hard, but it was fine. Actually fine.
It took like 10 minutes.
It wasn't hard, but it's because there are a bunch of different angles, and it's not exactly parallel. Like the sites are not exactly parallel. There's like the log that separates the two campsites in between the two spots. Like is one way, and then the one on the other side is slightly different angle. It's not parallel.
It is
exactly.
All handmade. You know, it is a campsite that we have talked about this before. This is a parking lot.
Yeah.
That has some logs laid down to separate the sites. The sites are barely wider than your trailer. They are maybe 6 feet wider than a trailer. You know, and nothing is squared. And all of the angles are funky. And so you can line it up well on one log, and then the other log will be off. And you can go back and forth for a very long time, making yourself quite miserable. But the point is, we're back in Lyons.
Yeah, we are.
And that's what matters.
Oh, it's so nice to be back.
Yeah, we walked along the river.
Mm-hmm. And the river's come down quite a bit, so it's moving slower.
And it's warmer.
And it's warmer. Both of those things are appealing to me. So we could stand in the river a little bit more. Last time we were here, it was so cold that my feet went numb like almost immediately.
Oh, yeah.
So it was not something you could sit and with your feet in the river for very long. And today we could just like hang out in the river.
Yeah, it was super nice. It was
great.
It was super nice.
That was really nice. And there was, I should look it up, but I have not done so yet. There was they have a few big music festivals in Lyons, and clearly one just happened.
Yeah.
Because I don't know which one it was, but when we showed up, there were people just hauling like mountains of trash.
Yeah, they just
out of clearing, this
they were clearing
area.
The campground out, you know, as we pulled in. So
yeah, so I mean, today's Monday.
Yeah.
So clearly the whatever festival was this weekend. And when they have these festivals, they let people camp everywhere.
Yeah.
And when I mean everywhere, I mean like all over the soccer fields, every inch of grass. Normally they're very particular, like there's certain tent sites and you have to be within those sites. You can't just camp anywhere. But when they have these festivals, people just camp everywhere.
Yeah. Another interesting thing that I noticed today, they actually cover up all of the garbage and recycling in the whole park. They put like tarps over them, and then they have their own garbage and recycling barrels that they put out.
I noticed people on like four-wheelers just hauling off like, you know, tons of these recycling and trash. I mean, mountains of recycling and trash.
I think basically their deal with the city is we take over the park.
Yeah, I think that's true.
We deal with the garbage. We don't, like, we use none of your stuff.
They don't use the city services.
You know, it's our place. They even put porta potties in. I wonder if they close the real bathrooms or what. But it was pretty interesting to kind of see the kind of cleanup end of it. Last year we saw the starting
part of it.
But
it is kind of amazing how quickly grass can be wrecked though, because there's I think it will come back and be fine, but like just where the tents were on the soccer field, there's just a bunch of yellowed squares from just a few days of people camping in tents.
But this is our last week in Colorado.
I know. Last week in Colorado.
We're here in Lyons until Friday, and then we go back to St. Vrain for one more day. Mm-hmm. And then we start the ride home. It's also today marked my return to work, which I got used to not working.
Yeah.
I took 3 weeks off, and man, that was nice. But yeah, I had to get back to work today. I kind of was starting to do stuff starting at about 7 a.m. and, just starting to catch up and all of that. And I'll be working this week and into next as well, even while we're driving. I've just got kind of a backlog of stuff too, which is a little bit on the stressful side. But
we're definitely starting the return to regular life, just sort of mentally having to figure some stuff out with, planning and school coming up and everything.
Yeah.
It's starting to really feel like the end, which it is. I mean, we still have some time, and I'm going to appreciate this week for sure. But we're starting to have to kind of get back on to thinking of things.
Yeah, the teens start school. We get back on a Wednesday. The teens start school the following Monday.
I know.
You know, there's a bunch of kind of logistic stuff that we need to be
emails are
working
starting to
on.
Come in
yeah, at this
about
point.
School and things like that. So, but
yeah,
you know
like
what?
It's like reality's creeping in.
Yeah, it's creeping in, which is fine. I mean, we're very lucky to do what we've been able to do this summer. So.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing.
I'm always grateful for it.
Yeah. I mean, I was really last night really kind of bumming on having to get back to work. And then I was like, come on.
I've had a pretty good run here.
Yeah. Like being able to take the time that I just took in especially in the Pacific Northwest, where I could just devote my whole brain to it. You know?
Which was also good because we had
very little connection.
Bad internet. Which was a little bit surprising.
Yeah, that would have been a nightmare.
And that would have been very hard for you to work. Like here, it's so nice,
right?
Both at St. Vrain and Lyons, like we have such strong internet that it makes it easy to do some work. You had to have a long call and you just popped outside and sat on a chair.
Yeah, it was actually great.
Yeah.
We had the awning down you guys were inside. It was quite hot today.
Yeah, it was.
And so, but, you know, the awning was, there was plenty of shade. It wasn't that hot in the shade. And there's a, you know, regular like wall outlet style plug right on the side of the trailer. So I just plugged right in there, set a table up, you know, hotspotted my phone and, you know, did about a almost 2 hour work call. Right from there. And it was awesome because, pretty soon after I got out there, it clouded up and then it actually started raining, but the awning was like just wide enough that I was like looking, it was probably 8 inches over from where I was sitting. The ground was getting wet, but I stayed totally dry the whole time and it actually took the heat off. So, yeah, it was actually really nice. I remember last year I did a fair number of calls sitting outside, and as I've done, you know, a bunch, and it's actually a really nice way to do a call.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're in a place where you can rely on the internet, which we know this is a place that we can do that,
yeah,
it's great. The problem is a lot of campgrounds are like Wi-Fi, internet, you know, and it's not kind of non-existent, but
yeah.
That's becoming less of an issue as time goes on.
Eh.
I mean, it's still an issue.
Is it, though? I would say.
Yeah, I guess. Is it?
I would say a good half of our time out has been with real bad internet.
Actually, that's true. I think of it as less of an issue as kind of having your own internet is becoming easier. I guess that's it.
Yeah.
It has become easier for us. Our hotspots are stronger and better. And we're able to kind of bump or do our own thing, you know, off our phones.
But, yeah, I mean.
But you're right.
The flip is your phone still needs a connection.
Right.
And we've been plenty of places where that has been.
Well, the Pacific Northwest was a real surprise. But when I think about it, it's like, oh, it's not that much of a surprise considering those big trees and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, trees typically don't mess with cell signal.
Yeah.
I still don't understand why the Fay Bainbridge place had such bad internet, because you could walk to the water where there is water and not places to put a cell tower, and you had totally good internet. And then you walked the 100 yards back to where your campsite was and you had none. Like, it didn't, that really made very little sense to me. And I would imagine that, you know, it won't take long before they reposition one tower and it will work totally fine.
I was very surprised by that because it's close to Seattle, close-ish to Seattle. And
it's a very wealthy
place. It's a very wealthy island, so you would think. But yeah, anyway. Yeah, it's still an issue, but luckily not here. And you were able to work.
Yeah. And I'll be able to work all week.
Which is good, yeah.
Yeah, and we, you know, we know the road home well enough to know that there will be consistent internet, you know, throughout, other than the campsite in Iowa City. But then you just go into the city if you need a call. But I've also kind of strategically placed my calls in places that I know I'll have.
Yeah.
I know I'll have internet. So it'll be fine. And again, I really can't complain because A, I just got to take a bunch of time off, and B, I can work from here, which is amazing, you know. So I'm very lucky in that regard, for sure. That said, not working is more fun than working.
Definitely.
I mean, that's sort of just a universal truth there.
I think every person knows that.
Yeah.
You know, even if they don't admit it, somewhere inside they know that's true.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, we are here in Lyons, and we are here in Lyons in part because somebody's birthday is tomorrow.
It's true. My birthday is tomorrow.
Yeah. The person that plans the trip gets to plan where they're going to be for their birthday.
Yep. And I picked a good spot. That's for sure.
Yeah. So we will have a really nice day tomorrow where we celebrate you.
I was checking the weather and there's potentially some rain in the afternoon, and I was like, how dare you?
I mean, that's every day.
I know, it's
even
every
if it's
day.
Not on the weather.
I know it wasn't
forecast.
It wasn't forecast today. Yeah, I mean, they need water here, so that's good, but it's been raining a lot. Oh my gosh, somehow this dog is stretched across the whole bed.
She
and
won't allow me to
both of us at the same
straighten
time.
My leg.
I know, she's mad.
She's upset that I'm trying to actually have a little bit of comfort, I guess. But yeah, we got a big B-Day tomorrow.
Yep.
So
gotta
it's
rest
time
up
to wrap it up, get some rest, get ready to party all day.
Party.
So we'll talk to you then.
Yep.
Bye. Season 4 of The Hitch is recorded in the summer of 2022 in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Janice Dillard and Dan Sinker. Follow pictures of our travels and get in touch at TinCanEvangeline on Instagram, or send an email to evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please subscribe to The Hitch on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, and leave us a review while you're there. I'm Dan Sinker.
And I'm Janice Dillard.
And we'll see you on the road.